We can charge you back.
I'd like to call this meeting to order. Requirement of the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 231, Chapter 1975, have been satisfied and that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. You all please rise and join me in saluting our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Have the roll call, please.
Thompson. Hagan.
Here.
Connor.
Here.
McDonald.
Here.
Torres.
Here.
Jones.
Yes.
First up, we have our audit report. Who would like to go first? Mr. Ferry, you're on.
Okay, so everybody has the audit report. I'll go over some of the highlights. I'm not going to go over the whole thing. We'll spend 4 hours. Everybody's got their, on the page numbers, I'll reference page numbers. Page four is your balance sheet for current fund. Current fund is where all the major levies come in, all your revenues for ABC licensing, state aid. That's where all your expenditures, major expenditures are. On the asset side, you see cash went down a little bit because we're repaying interfunds. Delinquent taxes are slightly up. Our TTLs went from $913,000 to $984,000. And every year I say this, that for a borough this size, that kind of TTL really hurts the borough. What we try and do as you get them, we try and foreclose on TTLs. So we foreclose on them. And then what we do is try and resell them and put them back on the tax rolls. The amount went from $913,984, and what that basically is accrued taxes. So what happens is if you have TTLs on the books, whatever taxes we should be collecting and putting into our revenues are being diverted into tax title liens. So in essence, we basically lost, I'm not saying lost, but it's $70,000 that could have went into our fund balance that went to TTLs. So that number just keeps accruing and accruing and accruing.
So you expect what a tax title lien is?
For instance, I don't pay my 2013 taxes. In 2014, unless I pay, Natasha puts me on a tax sale list. And what happens if an outside lien holder doesn't come and buy that tax, doesn't buy that lien, it becomes ours. Normally what happens nowadays, because you can get a tax title lien from anywhere up to 18%. So, you know, you get a lot of investors that buy tax title liens, knowing that, you know, the person is going to pay back. And depending on how it goes at the lien, it could go down to zero. But let's say hypothetically, my house is a big house. The tax title lien goes at 18%, and I got to pay back my taxes to that outside lien holder plus 18%. But when nobody buys it, it becomes our property. It becomes our lien. In which case, then the law used to be 2 years, but now it's after 6 months that you own a tax title lien, you can foreclose on it. But it does cost a lot of money. Your attorney has to go through all kinds of things, go to the county, look at the books and all the records. You have to notify next of kin. You have to send out all these letters and certified mail. Did I miss anything?
So question. Actually, when it's scheduled for October, we're going to try to do an assignment sale. In fact, next meeting, you're going to get a resolution authorizing us to do the assignment sale and going to try to sell them to the lien holders. Initially, as a full body, it's either than your papers, maybe. And if it doesn't work, I'm going to come back to you and ask you to sell it at a private sale at a negotiated price so we can sell them, instead of foreclosing, sell them to a third party.
Question for you in lay language and not auditor language.
I'll try.
If we have the lien and we take it into foreclosure, would that basically be what you're talking about, a tax sale?
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, the tax sale is when the taxes are delinquent.
Correct.
Okay. When we foreclose, it goes into a foreclosed property.
Right.
Which then we get the deed. At that point, we bring it to the clerk and we say we have a sale of property.
Okay.
Now, even if it's a, if it's $5, if we lose money on, it doesn't matter because they're still back on the tax rolls.
Correct.
And that's what you really want. So even if we sell the piece of property for a dollar, it's still back on the rolls, and now instead
we're
of going
generating revenue for us, correct?
Bringing revenues in.
And how does that affect our reserve for uncollected taxes? Does it affect
this affects your tax title liens, but it's only $70,000. So in the big scheme of things, it doesn't impact it that much.
Okay, but there'll be a small impact. We may have to put a little
tiny.
But over years, it could get higher.
Well, yeah, and like I said, I'm trying to put the brakes on as it is right now.
Tom, you were a little vague on the amount. Now, give me a range of like what it would cost for a foreclosure.
To foreclose on some tax title lien?
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah, I'm not an attorney. I don't do that.
$500,000.
$2,000.
Well, how much?
I don't know because it depends on how many properties we could probably ask for attorneys to bid. You know, if he's got lots of properties to do, they might cut a deal per property. Mm-hmm. But it depends because there's a lot of work involved in all types of court filing notifications and everything.
Right. Is there any way you can find out for me, like the average price of the foreclosure?
Yeah, we can probably find out.
Right.
And that's your attorney, you know. Or you can get a third party attorney, too.
Right. You can ask his funds for how much. He would probably know.
That's all I have on that page, unless there's any more questions. On the next page, on page 5, is your liability side. It starts off with appropriation reserves. That's 2013's budget going into 14 for bills that trickle in into 14 that are for 13. And everybody wants to know the bottom line, so three-quarters of the way down, the fund balance. 2012 was $1,373,523. We ended the year with $1,445,622. So it went up. On the right-hand side is how we got from point A to point B. Page 6 is like an income statement. It basically shows you the income coming in, which was $19,312,000. But of that, $19,312, $16,583 was from taxes. And if you remember, taxes include county and your schools. Okay, so that's gross. On the appropriation side, anything labeled A3 is to for our budget, to balance our budget. Then you could see what we paid our county, $3 million. Of that $19 million, $3,169 went to the county. $4,474,000 went to the local school, $4,070,000 went to the regional school, and $200,000 we give annually to our special improvement district. So bottom line is that we had a statutory excess, our revenues over expenditures, of $734,000. So we're on the plus side. Now, so we put that into our fund balance, or I like to call it like a savings account. So we had to dip into our savings account to balance the budget. Taxpayer relief of $662,000. So we put $734,000 in, we took $662,000 out, which is a lower number, so that's why your fund balance went up. Which is a good thing.
Agreed.
Yeah, so my little speech every year about fund balance is be very conservative of it. We were lucky enough to have a circumstance here in the borough when the fund balance was so low to have these interfunds. And Dave loves the interfund thing. When you have interfunds, sometimes we couldn't pay them back to current fund. And what happened basically in a nutshell is as we paid back the interfunds, it paid back fund balance. Now that was a one-time situation. Now we were able to get a little excess this year, but if you start using too much to balance your budget and you start going down, we're not going to have that one-time benefit of interfunds paying us back. So especially with a 2% cap levy, just try and be a little defensive of that fund balance and keep it up high This way, we don't have to go to our, borrow money to pay our payroll if we had to do with the tax anticipation notes and things like that. And you do have money, even though the banks aren't paying anything, you still have cash that we can invest. Trust funds on page 15 and 16 are basically that. We have an assessment. Did we ever get rid of this assessment?
No.
Are we going to try to?
Yes.
We've had this assessment sitting on our books since I've gotten here, and it's just sitting here. There's prepaid assessments, and I think we took a look. I think, Christine, didn't we take a look at, we tried to figure out who these people are, and we just couldn't figure it out. And there's $1,200 in fund balance, and that makes up your cash. So it would be my suggestion, if you can't figure out who these owners, who these people are that prepaid the assessment, that we just cancel that to our current fund budget, fund balance. Animal Control Trust, the reserve went down from $16,000 to $7,523. Animal Control, the only thing I can tell you about Animal Control is I try and run it like a business where, if you can, the fees generated from Animal Control pay for the expenditures. I know that's kind of hard, but it would be great where you wouldn't have to dip into current fund to pay for some of the expenditures where you're getting revenues from dog and cat. You have cat licenses?
Yeah.
Dog and cat licenses. The bottom part of the trust is just escrows, reserves that we're holding basically for payout. These all have dedication by riders from the state of New Jersey, which means that we got authorization to spend the money as the money comes in. So, like, for instance, escrow monies come in for building projects, and as the projects get done, we get the CO, and then you disperse the escrow monies out to the architect, engineer, building, or the person who actually paid it out. Okay, moving along, on Exhibit C is your, on page 18. This is General Capital Fund. This is where we have all our major expenditures for big projects. And the General Capital Fund holds its own debt. We have improvement authorizations of only $10,000 left because really when our fund balance was kind of low, we stopped projects. And now we're actually doing a lot more fully funded projects rather than more bond ordinances. We have capital improvement fund of $109,000. That's money for down payments on a bond ordinance. You have to put down 5%, or you could do fully funded ordinances from there if you need to buy something right away. We have fund balance in general capital fund of $44,000, and the same thing, you do fully funded ordinances out of those. We have general serial bonds of $8,211,000. And we have a Green Acres loan of $387,000. We did refund our serial bonds last year, in 2012. So these bonds were refunded already to try and save money as the interest rate did go down. On page 2021 is your sewer utility. Sewer utility has an operating account, which is basically all the sewer money coming in, and they also own their own capital. So anything to do with a sewer project goes into sewer capital. Anything that is road-related or municipal-related goes into general capital. So sewer capital keeps its own debt, and we did some major projects a few years ago. On the next page, we have serial bonds of $398,000, and we have a U.S. Rural Development Loan of $3,467,000. The USDA Rural Development Loans normally are 40 years. This one 40 years? I'm pretty sure this one's 40 years. Usually they are. And they're low interest. They're usually 2%. And the reason why you take out a 40-year loan is so that Normally, if you do a regular general serial bond, you may not get 40 years. You may only get a few more years, in which case you would have to increase the user fees to pay off that debt service. So a lot of the smaller towns go out with USDA, rural development, to stretch it out to the 40 years, so it doesn't have a big impact on the sewer payment. Going back to the operating fund, we started the year on page 22. Again, we're looking at the income statement. We took in $3,012,000, $2,436,000 were rents. On the expenditure side, we expended $2,419,000, so we had a statutory excess. Revenues were higher than expenditures by $593,000, and again, the same scenario. We put $593,000 into our savings account, and we took $320,000 out to balance our budget, which is less. So that's the reason why our fund balance went up.
Which for the people in the audience is a good thing.
That's correct. I'd rather be on the winning side than the losing side.
So we're going to meet for it.
I'm just waiting.
He's waiting for a question.
Hello, that's good. That's all good.
Yeah. Okay, so that's basic. I mean, I'm not going to go through the audit report. That's the basic operations, and that's really what you should be concerned about. The rest of the schedules and the rest of the notes are backing schedules to those front ones. So what I basically talked about was all the operations. Okay, so as part of our audit, of course, we do compliance testing and we do internal control testing. That's part of generally accepted government auditing standards. And it says that we have to audit, of course, the books and records, but the state of New Jersey, being that you're dealing with the government, steps it up a bit and says we do have to look at internal control because you're dealing with public funds. And we also have to look at compliance. Basically, compliance are the rules and regulations of State of New Jersey Division of Community Affairs. So they're the ones we report to. They're the ones who I get my license from, and that's who basically, you know, own us. So they put out the rules and regulations, and you have to follow those. But in the meantime, we also look at internal controls. Internal controls meaning things like that one person doesn't do too much so that they can circumvent the system without anybody catching it. Like most of my towns in Suffolk County have one bookkeeper, and that's all. So that person does the receipts, does the disbursements, does the general ledger, reconciles bank accounts. You're just asking for someone to steal money because nobody's going to catch it. So what I try and do is tell them, well, have someone do the bank recs at least and segregate that out so that if they're writing checks out to themselves, someone's going to catch it. Same thing with payroll. So that's for internal control. Now, this year, we have a more upgraded audit program. It was a little more comprehensive. So we did check some things that we haven't checked in the past. So there are some comments in some of my towns that never appeared, only because it's a better audit program, we think. It goes into a little more detail than I personally like, but the problem is that I also have an auditor. So every 3 years, because of the Enron WorldCom debacle, they said, the AICPA said that auditors need to be audited to make sure they're doing the right things. So every 3 years we have an audit done. So now if I'm filling out that audit program and I put something in that should be a comment and it doesn't make the audit report, I get a comment, which is bad. So when we're filling out this audit program, we have no leeway nowadays. And from what I understand, the auditor that audits me told me it's going to get worse before it's going to get better. So with that, I'm going to go over the three comments I have this year, which is substantially down. The first one, we have some interfunds. We still have one or two interfunds. I think there's two. Two interfunds that just need to be liquidated. The one was between sewer capital and water operating for $100,000, and I think the other one was $7,000 in the other trust. Or is it $21,000? $21,000 in other trusts. Now, sometimes I create those making journal entries, so I won't write you up for that. It was the $100,000 one that I really think should have been liquidated at year end, and I think Natasha just missed it. It happens. No big deal. We've got the cash now. We've repaid all, we've been budgeting for that big receivable in the sewer that's paying back everybody, and everything's being good, because when I first got here, we had interfunds all over the place. Now it's almost gone. So basically, that's just a house cleaning chore. We'll get, it's probably going to be gone if it's not gone by now. So that's that. We still have an old deferred charge. A deferred charge, what we had on the books, we had bond ordinances. And we didn't raise, we didn't borrow money for those projects. So the state of New Jersey says if you have a unfunded ordinance over 5 years old, it needs to be funded. So what we've been doing slowly, so that we wouldn't impact taxes that much, Tasha has been putting in the budget every year a certain dollar amount to pay off deferred charges. And this year in 2014's budget, I think is the last payment for those deferred charges. So we finally got rid of comment number two. So that's gone as of 14, which has been around for a while because we did have a lot of unfunded ordinances. So that one's gone. But it's still hard to make the books because there's a questionnaire I have to fill with the state of New Jersey, and it asks me the question. I answer yes, it's got to be in here. Okay, so the next one was approval signatures on timesheets. So this is the comprehensive part I was telling you about. Out of 25 payroll tested, we found 4 timesheets that weren't signed by authorizing signature. And this is the internal control part. Not that we're saying anybody took money, not that we're saying they, you know, there were some signatures on there, but we just want an authorizing signature. And the basic premise is that the timesheet has to be signed by a person one step above the person who did the work. So if it's a staff, then the manager has to sign it. Or if it's a road department guy, the road department head has to sign it. Or if it's someone in finance, then Natasha has to sign it. Or somebody else, then Christine should sign it. It's basically an internal control, just to make sure that, you know, there's someone, again, a checks and balance, to make sure someone knows that they're looking over their shoulder and that they can't just put down any kind of time they want. So, and that's another house cleaning chore. When we first saw this, we brought it to everybody's attention because I like to take care of it when we find it, not until I make the meeting tonight, because it's already August. We were here in April, March, and when we found it, it was brought to Natasha and Christine's attention, so it was fixed already by then. So that's all I have. Unless there's any questions, comments?
No.
So Natasha has a corrective action plan, which I'm going to go over that tonight.
No, you got the plan, and basically what Tom just told you about the findings, and it says finding one and comment one and comment two is already completed, and the comment three, which is the time and attendance record, is ongoing, and Christine and I will be making sure that all the signatures are in place.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I will move resolution 112-2014.
Thank you.
Second.
Any comments? Discussion on the resolution? Let's do a roll call on that one, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Conley?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Okay, we have another resolution here for kind of dealing with the audit of 117-2014.
All right.
No more.
I think back then.
Landry, would you like to comment on that?
Okay, once again.
Sure.
Natasha, do you want to comment on the disclosure information?
Yes. When we issued that, we are subject to the Uber Security Exchange Commission, and the Security Commission noted that in many instances, municipalities are lagging as far as providing information adequate for the second market buyers when they make a decision to buy and not to buy municipal bonds. And they gave us an extension now through December to get our records in compliance. And our records doesn't mean records in municipality, records that we post on the website where the second market accesses our records. And that resolution will allow us to hire a financial advisor that will review everything we have posted and tell us what deficiencies and allow us to be in compliance. If we're not in compliance, the penalties are huge. They charge them hundreds of thousands of dollars. I think the minimum is like $250,000 if we're not in compliance with the Security Commission rules. So this resolution will allow me to hire a financial advisor that will work with me, review all the records that are posted, tell us what deficiencies are, post those deficiencies, and then on a going forward basis, make sure we're always in compliance.
And that just can't be done by anybody like auditors, because we did secondary market disclosure. However, it's got to go back 4 years and years ago before the MMA, Electronic Municipal Management, whatever, went back. It used to be...
Seven different entities to send it.
Yeah, and it costs, like Bloomberg costs $40,000 annually to join. Municipal FAs have access to that because they belong to that. So that's the reason why nobody else but an FA can do that work.
What would be the cost of this?
I got a proposal, and I think it's $950 to go back for the financial advisor to review the records, and I think it's around $600 on a going forward basis, as long as we have less than three issues, and we have less than three issues in the market.
$600 going forward, what, monthly or?
Annually,
okay. So you're talking like $1,500.
Initially, and then it's only $600.
Okay. I assume we have money budgeted for that.
We don't, but we will have to find money because okay. It's still less than $250,000.
It's a compliance.
Okay.
Yeah, this just got thrown down our throats
right.
Literally months ago.
Yeah, it's not that big a dollar amount. I'm sure we can find it. Okay, any other discussion? Let's do a roll call on that one, please.
Torres?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Hagan?
I hate that it's being thrown down my throat. Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Okay. And at this point, I would accept a motion for Resolution 113-2014 to go into executive session.
So moved.
Pending or anticipated litigation.
I'll make a move.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Ladies and gentlemen, if you would excuse us for a few moments.
But my point is, I would explain that to the other one.
Oh,
hmm?
If
we really have to go to the tax
payer.
Do you recoup some of it?
No.
No?
No.
All right.
Yeah.
I was at work at 3 a.m.
I know.
I am putting an 8:30, maybe 9 o'clock time window on this point. That's 1 hour.
I'm paying attention to that. Okay, where did Paul go? Okay. And we're at the minutes of May 20th. July 1st, it says on there?
Yes, if you read my manager's report, we have several people working on them.
And July 1st?
Yes, and they are. The other ones are not completed, they're longer meetings.
Okay.
Make a motion.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on any of the minutes? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? We have correspondence.
Make a motion to receive the file.
Second.
Any discussion on the correspondence?
Yeah.
Question.
Go ahead.
Higgins?
Paintstown Blue, they don't need a raid permit, do they?
No. It's we never issue a parade permit.
Okay, well, they're asking for approval, they're already approved.
They are asking for approval from the governing body to hold this event.
I know, to, and to,
Thank the town for the...
Correct.
Okay.
Not literally.
All right, we have the motion and the second, oh, we, what you got?
This route they have here, parade route, or walking route, how long is it? Are they gonna be shutting down the streets?
Well, they will be shutting down the streets.
For how long?
As long as the parade takes, I can't answer that question. I don't know how many people will be marching, I don't know the specifics.
I'm just saying, people in that area will be affected, there's no way out.
They will be affected. Realize that this also goes into the township as well, so they need to present their case to Washington Township.
Yeah, because what I'm saying, the ones that live on Baltimore Avenue, between Carlton and New Street, there's no way getting out.
Well, if we're gonna approve it, we could approve it with the stipulation that they notify everybody along the parade route of the approximate times that this would be done.
Okay, that's what I'm looking at, because people, we're in now on a Saturday or Friday, whatever it is.
Okay, any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Someone like to make the motion?
I'll make that motion.
With that stipulation? With the stipulation that they notify the people along the parade route, at least in the borough?
How are they gonna do that? Door to door, they're gonna do it by sign, how are they gonna do it? They're gonna have to notify people. There's too many people there to go door to door, and we're gonna have a parade, it might last 15 minutes, it might last 16 minutes.
You know, could just have to put a notice in the paper, a press release in the paper?
Had we had our electronic bulletin board out front, we used that to notify them. We didn't vote on that until next year's budget.
Assuming they go past it.
Warren Hills has an electronic bulletin board.
There you go.
A lot of people.
That's what we'll...
And they have the flyers that send home from kids and stuff.
Yeah, they could announce it in their paper, put out press releases, and call it that. And if you don't read the press releases, listen to the radio, well, that's on you. Okay. We had the motion, is there a second?
Second.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? At this point, I'd like to open up the audience portion of the meeting for remarks, petitions, statements, and testimony from guests.
Hello.
Reverend Bucknight, Mount Pisgah, Washington, of course. Couple of things. The first one is the corner of Washington and Broad Street, or Route 57, where Sal's Pizza is. I know it seems petty, but whenever they finish putting their trash out, that corner is as black as that computer.
I noticed that the other day.
It's sticky, and today there were a lovely host of flies, and it just, they could just...
I'd like to make a comment.
Sure.
I know Sal's Pizza has a private hauler that comes and picks up the trash.
They can't hear you.
Okay, I know that Sal's Pizza has a private hauler that comes to remove their trash, and what they do is they put it out every day. Yeah. They put out cardboard. Yeah. And you know what? I think it's pretty horrendous. And that's one of the things that really is not only eye disappearing, but it's also a concern because it does attract flies and, you know, other worm and whatever, you know, we don't want. So, I mean, you know, I'm in favor of, you know, trying to get them to, you know, maybe we could send a letter to them, you know, ask them to see if they can put those things in cans or something, you know, because it's it does leave the marks on the street. So I mean, that's my comment.
It goes out at night. If I'm coming home late,
yes.
It's out by nighttime, but it's gone by the morning.
But it is there for over 12 hours a day.
Or just hose it down.
So, Mr. Bashir, are you aware of any violations that might occur because of this?
There could be several violations.
I don't want a violation, just want
I've come from, not recently, but in the past, and what about the garbage. The contractor sometimes comes early in the morning, but generally speaking, late in the afternoon.
Okay.
Probably the garbage is out there every day.
And it's there for a long time.
Would it be a health issue?
They have no place to store their garbage inside their dwelling unit.
Okay.
And the amount that they generate, they can't hold it.
Yeah. Anything that would make them clean the sidewalk?
Yes, there is.
Okay. So I guess we'll have the manager, have the code enforcement officer, just look into it and...
Good point, though, Pastor.
See if we can at least get them to wash the sidewalk every once in a while. And anything else, ma'am?
Yes. On our street, on Lenape Trail, question about trash cans to keep parking spaces? We have a I don't know.
In front of their door?
And literally in front of their home. I mean, it just, they sit the trash cans out there like somebody's going to steal their parking spot.
What's the address?
83.
83 Lenape?
Mm-hmm.
In the street.
We'll take care of that tomorrow.
It's just, you know...
Right.
It's only Friday, but yeah.
I don't think they're allowed to do that.
One of our safety concerns is on the same street, we have a basketball hoop on the curb. And the kids play the basketball out in the street. We're concerned that someone who comes, sometimes folks come flying around that curb and a kid's going to get hit. We had basketball hoops out there before, but the hoops came down. I don't know if someone in the community said something, but at this point, I mean, if you don't know that curb or if they're parking on both sides of that curb, you can't see the kids until you're literally right up on top of them. The street's too narrow for parking on both sides to begin with, and then you add the basketball hoop. It's one of those where you put the sandbags on the backside,
yes,
and the hoop hangs in the street.
I don't know if anything...
As soon as you come around the curb...
Is it on their side? Is it on the sidewalk or is it in the actual street?
Parked on the grass.
It's on the curb area.
On the curb area. Parked on the grass, onto the curb, but it's just...
They shoot in the street over.
And sometimes it's down the other side of the street and shoot in.
Yeah, there's quite a few that throughout the town like that.
Yeah, I'm not too sure about that one.
I think it's more of a safety concern for most of us of what's going on and then the kids.
I know someone I know at the other end calls me about that all the time. She gets out there and yells at the people who go around too fast.
Yeah, we try not to.
There might be a solution. I mean, we could maybe one of those little fold-out signs.
Kids at play?
Yeah, kids at play or something. I mean, you know, because of yellow, bright yellow, and they have, you know, the...
Do you get them all over town?
You might need three or four in the different locations. But, you know, you want to slow down the cars because it is a safety concern. So
well, you got them Unions Avenue, you got them over here in Carlton, you got it over here on...
All right, so how many is that? Four? Okay.
Tate Street,
they're on borough property, and those aren't very stable. I mean, are you going to put these things on some... Usually when you see the little fold-out guys, they're on someone's property.
You could be over town with those little fold-out signs. These kids are sitting and shooting basketball.
Right. Well, I mean, how?
Yeah, that's the same.
That's one that's going to be tough.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to do 20 or you're going to do...
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you can't...
The only other two questions are, is there any progress on securing additional funds to finish the project on North Lincoln? And
well, I believe the berm has been put in there just yesterday.
Two days ago.
The what?
Monday.
The little berm at the end of the North
Friday.
Lincoln. To direct the everything into the woods.
The water flow issue that you had in the parking lot?
Supposedly at the top of North Lincoln, there should be just a little hump that'll help take the water and push it down.
I'm looking at the crew, and they're all looking, saying, really?
Yeah.
It's at the bottom of Rush Street.
Oh, at Rush Street? Okay.
Yes, it's at the bottom of Rush Street. It's not on
JCP&L property.
It's on the other side?
It's on the other side.
So we have to go across the canal?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to have to go across the canal to see.
Go up that dirt road.
Go up the dirt road.
Yes, you'll see it.
Okay.
And that should eliminate...
some of the water coming down.
Okay.
That's the first step.
That's the first step.
Right now.
Okay. And the other piece was, how far in advance do we have to put in for a permit for a block party?
By the next council meeting?
By the next council meeting? Is that the end of the month?
Yeah, Thursday before the council meeting is fine.
Thursday before the council meeting. That's it?
All right, time prior.
All right, thank you.
Anyone else?
Robin Simco, 35 West Marble Street, Washington. I'm just checking on an update with our sewer project.
Dave probably has an update for you.
Yeah. All right, well, DEP paid us a visit. There was, what was her name, Cindy Radonno?
Cindy Randazzo.
Randazzo.
Charles Kavanaugh and his supervisor from the DEP.
Well, they came to discuss the letter that they wrote to us about the issue that we were having down there on South Prospect Street, Marble Street, and Gardner's Court. We sat downstairs for about an hour. It was a little contentious at first, them being the DEP, us trying not to be fined. After some background information, some history given on what was going on, they made it clear to us that any issue that goes on down there has to be reported. Now, our engineer was there. Our engineer, Kevin Schott, the sewer plant operator, will be making contact with every individual door-to-door. It's either going to be Kevin or Chris, right? Or is it going to be Kevin?
It's going to be a letter sent to
Well, we had the meeting after.
It will be door-to-door?
It will be door-to-door.
Telling them who they need to notify.
Who they need to notify, what is going on, when it's going to start, and, you know, what issues and problems they have. Along with that notification, there's going to be a request. And that request is to inspect to ensure there are no illegal
sub-floor drains.
Sub-pumps, floor drains, and things like that in the houses.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's going to be the start. Now, they reviewed the plan that he has drawn right now. They don't have a problem with that. The problem with that is that yesterday the plans might have got changed a little bit. We met here, we had a great discussion, and then we went down to the site. And they checked the siphon. The siphon was cleaned on Wednesday last week, and there was a pile of grit again inside that siphon.
And rags.
Yeah, and a sheet, a towel, or something. Nobody knows how that got in.
And that was Monday.
Yeah, that was Monday. Yeah, and it was just cleaned on Wednesday before. We explained the issue with the house on the corner, you know, the sidewalks that were supposed to be repaired, that weren't repaired, you know, where the lateral is based on the TV camera on the one house. That pipe, and that is an additional 30 linear feet, as the engineer put it, that's going to have to be replaced because of where they put the lateral. If I could, you got a 12-inch pipe. And if you use the time 12, 1, 2, 3, all the color, on your sewer lateral should be at 1 or 11 o'clock. Because what happens is as the pipe fills, liquid takes the path of least resistance. And in the case of a neighbor, Mrs. Klemko's data, her lateral is at 7 o'clock. So when the collection pipe fills up, it backs up. As far as Mr. Sherman, we don't know exactly the issue there, other than that there was TV camera work done that showed that there were roots growing into his lateral. So the plans have been made. We have the easement letter, the approved easement letter. We have to get a letter to DEP by the 11th of this month, 6 days from now, stating what our corrective action plan is going to be based on that letter, including the project.
Who's writing that letter?
It's being written by the sewer engineer.
Chris has it almost done, basically, the sewer engineer. With some things that were discussed yesterday, there needs to be a little tweak to make of that letter. So once that is done, listen, we were supposed to break ground and have this project done in March. Yes. Hopefully it'll get done this year. It will get done this year, I can tell you that. When it's going to start, I don't know. And that's based on whether or not DEP, as they verbally said yesterday, that they're going to accept everything that, you know, we presented to them. And also along that lines, originally there was only going to be a few houses hooked into that new line. They're going to, Chris is taking a look at hooking everybody into that new line. So, yeah. So it will work. And as Charlie Cavanaugh so eloquently put it yesterday as he was standing over the siphon, I do not want to come back here in a year or two and have this same problem. Get it done right. So that was that on the sewer.
So basically you're just waiting to send that letter that's due at the 11th and then you're waiting to hear from DEP.
Right,
that you're
and
good
now
to go.
Also, along with that, they talked about the stormwater drainage. So when they do the sewer line, he has to get with Dawson to put in the new storm drains that will drain into the into the Chappaquin.
So once that letter is approved by DEP, is everything else ready to like go and roll? Or are we still waiting for anything else?
Everything that we have, we can start.
As soon as you get DEP's approval.
Yeah. And that would start with actually Kevin getting the people to do it. Right?
That's right.
Yeah. We have the agreement with the sewer plant to find the contractor, and then we can start. And we can add or subtract as we go along. And he still says, our engineer that is, still says that we have enough cash money set aside to complete this project.
And then what kind of time frame is that for like Kevin to find any contractor to do this? Is that like a long process?
Oh no, I think they already have one lined up.
The mind already? Okay.
And also there is now a dedicated alarm to that box. To that
Thank you.
And if anybody wants to know more about sewage, this lady who was in charge of the DEP came down there, and when Kevin opened that door, it was kind of like, well, I got to go. She did not hang around.
She didn't want to look anymore.
No, and she should smell that in people's houses for days. Yeah. Okay,
but any event, so yeah, they will be contacted on who to call, how to call, and
making
the process
arrangements
from this
to
point.
Inspect the home.
Pardon me?
Making arrangements to inspect the home.
Right. Absolutely. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yep.
Government states.
Is there anyone else?
So does sewage, David.
So does government.
Seeing none, I'd accept the motion to close the audience portion.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Reports.
Make a motion to receive and file reports.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on any of the reports? None, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? We have no old business.
Mr. Mayor, if I could, this is where committee reports come in.
You have one?
Yes, the road department met on the 21st of July. We have a list of like six or seven items that we discussed. We're going to order and place no parking signs on the streets that are already listed in the ordinance, so we don't, in the code book, so that, and that needs to be completed before school starts, so everybody knows where they can and cannot park. We're gonna have the manager and the CFO plug in some numbers for next year's budget for road repair, with $100,000 more than we put in this year, see where we come out for the budget, so they can start working those numbers. We also talked about what needs to be done to have the question put on the ballot for a binding or non-binding referendum, to either increase taxes or bond for road improvement. And I don't know if we'll make that for this year, will we?
We will, if it's our own, it's not done by petition.
Okay. All right. Item number four, we talked about the paver, the paving, over the pavers in the crosswalk. Did we find out who did that?
Yes.
Dawson is writing me a report on the parking lot and the pavers, so I'll have that hopefully by Friday, if not, it'll be in the following week, manager's report.
I think he probably did that when he did the course, yeah.
I don't think he did it.
I don't think he did it either.
Yeah.
I don't think he had anything to do with it.
Well, while you're at, did we get an answer back on the core samples?
No.
I believe back in May he was...
When he appeared before you in May?
He was supposed to do core samples?
He was, yes, you're absolutely right, he's gonna have that information to me this week or early next week.
Do you know who did it say?
Okay.
I thought it was Marco for the streetscape, that was before my time.
No, that's...
No, we're talking about the repair.
We're talking about repairing the paver.
Somebody put blacktop over the pavers. Okay, we're still working on the, adding and deleting the handicap parking. We are going to start line painting, parking spots on Washington Avenue in the fall. Those parking spots will be, clearly delineated.
We have the approval from Dale Dot?
Yes, yes, we have.
That was back in January, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
And we also discussed what we're gonna do with the millings for the roads that we're gonna do now. My suggestion was spread them around the, DPW garage.
Okay, well, some of it was gonna be used on the JCP&L property.
And we discussed that. My recommendation, my personal recommendation, as well as the committee, is that we do not get involved on private property. That's what happened up here with the railroad, going from Broad Street to, South Lincoln Avenue. The railroad didn't like it, I don't think it's our business to get in and putting stuff down on private property. I would vote against that. Because all you're gonna do there is make it quicker.
More traffic.
All you're gonna do is make that speedway there.
Well, there's gonna be the berms at the end also.
I wouldn't do it. I would not recommend that at all. If the berms are there, they will divert the water. If you put any type of surface there that's gonna harden it, it's gonna become a speedway. And now, at least people, correct me if I'm wrong, have to slow down to go through there.
A little bit.
You put a hard surface on there, and they're not gonna slow down at all.
It'd be a shortcut.
And I would just say that we use the millings at the DPW garage. That was our meeting. We're going to have another meeting on the 18th at 10 a.m. here, correct?
Yes, sir.
And here's how we're going to approach next year. Christina's provided us with a district list of roads. The first thing that we talked about was maybe each one of us taking a district and going out and checking it. We're going to do it as a committee. So we're going to pay each district one at a time and go through and rank those roads. And then what we're going to do at the end when we've completed it, we're going to say, all right, these are the roads that need to be done. Coupled with what the manager and the CFO are going to do to see if we can add more money into the budget next year without really affecting the tax rate, then we will do more property next year. So our goal is to have a five-year plan. If we do, your area over there, McKinley, as you brought up, so that would be, okay, then we go to what is number two on the list the following year, no matter what district it's in. And then you would actually have a rotating list of what road was done when, and if we could have that on a 5 to 7 year cycle, would be good. And that's what we're shooting for.
Okay.
Thank you.
That takes us into new business.
Oh, wait a minute, I have one for it as well.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, a code book committee did meet, and we did discuss the streets committee ordinance, which is vehicles and traffic, chapter 85, in our code book. And so basically, we went over again our proposed ordinance that we originally had submitted, and we did make just a couple of minor changes to that. And so we forwarded it to Christine, who she's going to put that in conjunction with the street committee's report, and then we'll have the ordinance go to the attorney sometime soon.
Okay.
Will we see that?
What was the ordinance?
Yes.
It's new ordinance or?
It will be, it'll be the new ordinance for the vehicles and traffic, but it's based on the one that we're going with the streets committee's change.
So would we be able to see that before?
Yes, of course, yeah, absolutely. So.
Okay.
Discuss that after we get back.
As long as we're there, Janine and I met in regards to the personnel policy. We came up with something. We've submitted it to the manager and had her support it, supply it to the attorney for their comments. Hopefully, we will have something shortly in that regard. And that takes us to new business. How about we do resolution 107 and 111 together, since they're both redemption of tax certificates.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on either of those?
Mm-hmm.
Roll call, please.
Connery?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Okay. 108, 2014, adjustment of a sewer charge?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that? Another roll call on that one, please.
Jones?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
McDonald?
I'm going to abstain on this one.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
114, approval of items of revenue and appropriations?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that? Another roll call?
Torres?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes, just so everybody knows, we're getting an additional $95,000.
Well, technically, it's a pass-through for the ARC.
It's what?
It's a pass-through for the ARC of Warren County.
Yeah, well, I thought that was the...
No, that's $75,000.
Okay. Sorry. Never mind. Never mind. We're getting the money, but we're giving it away.
Wrong grant.
But we have other money coming.
We do.
It all sounds the same.
Resolution 115, 2014, for no passing zone on Route 31.
That's where you're no passing zone for now.
They want us to reaffirm so they can update their traffic.
I'll make a motion.
Thank you.
Okay.
Is there a second?
Unfortunately, there's no. I just want to make a comment.
We can, after the second, we can have discussion.
You're right.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Torres, you had something you wanted to comment on.
I just wanted to say there's no way to force the enforcement of that, particularly no passing zone if we have no control over our police department. That's all I'll say about that.
I'm
stepping
you on
that. I hear that comment.
Any other discussion?
Yeah, what? There's 4 lanes.
Isn't Route 31 4 lanes?
We're talking about going over the lanes.
Over the lanes. No passing.
No passing. On 31.
The double line, yellow line.
No, right. They're
reaffirming the double lines.
Reaffirming it.
Oh. Going over the double yellow line.
They updated their traffic analysis, and they want everyone, each municipality on Route 31, to reaffirm if they have no passing zone on Route 31. That we keep it that way. That's what they're looking for us to do. Agree with them.
I'm completely lost.
They're going
lost
to.
If you got a 4-lane highway, 2 lanes are together. You got a dotted line which indicates passing. So that's a passing zone.
That's not the point. They're talking about the double yellow line
between the two north and south lanes.
Correct.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
Welcome to the state of New Jersey. This is
simple. This is confusing.
Let's just
don't be here if we don't approve it.
All those for it. Go ahead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? If we get into the logic of it, we'll be here until we get into...
We will be.
1/16/2014.
So moved.
Second. Okay, any discussion on that one? Roll call, please.
Jones?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
The approval of the townwide yard sale for September 13th and 14th of this year.
So moved.
We have the motion. You're seconding.
Whatever makes you happy.
Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? The fire department is requesting an ABC liquor license for the festival in the borough on September 6th and 7th. I would accept a motion to approve that.
Yes, so moved.
Second. Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And an abstention. Vouchers. Would anybody like to move that we pay our bills?
I move.
A second.
Okay. Any discussion on the vouchers?
Over here.
Mr. Higgins.
Okay, page 3. General government, there, the engineer review of the pocket park for $880. What did he review and why?
Because this was a council request, I believe, specifically by you, and put it...
Well, wait a second, I thought that was covered under the,
He does not have a retainer.
All right, are we going to get a report for this $800?
I did give you a report in my manager's weekly report 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
For this right here?
Correct.
Then why is he just submitting the bill now?
They submit monthly.
Congratulations.
Did you like me to give you another copy of the manager's report?
No, thank you.
David Tree. I have one question.
Sure.
DPW, I think there's $550 for a garage repair.
That's correct. That was from when the snow fell and broke the chimney, took the garage door out. Yeah. We were reimbursed by the insurance company.
Okay.
Anything else, Mr. Higgins?
Page 6.
What do you have on page 6?
What do we have in the DPW garage that requires shine protectant and car wash?
Yes. They're polishing the trucks.
I'm not being sarcastic. I mean, but why are we getting shine protectant and car wash?
You've got to wash it before you wax, and you wax them to maintain them.
There you go.
I can find data. I'll have
What's
to look
being waxed?
Doors, cab, hood?
I mean, maybe they are. They have bug and tar remover.
These lawnmowers.
Yeah.
Have you seen them? Okay.
So the manager will look into that.
All right.
Get removed.
Page 7.
You only got 25 minutes left now.
It doesn't matter. $249 from the DEP, from the DPW's budget for copper tubing to help the fire department with their horn.
No, it's $35.46.
Right.
Well, then why isn't it on the right line?
That's not
because it's always one
always
line slightly above the item.
So,
that came out of buildings and grounds. To help the fire department replace their air horn, they did the work. I paid for the copper tubing.
Okay, so why are we paying $249 for a new medical supply cabinet?
Our medical supply cabinets were extremely outdated at the shop and the borough hall, and we did replace them.
That's on page 6 also.
Our risk manager came in and did an inspection, and we have Advil and eye wash medication dated 3 years ago.
Who's in charge of that?
Well, I am now because we have new medical supply cabinet.
She's a new medical supply officer.
Okay, just keep an eye on the water bill for the park, please.
And Band-Aids don't expire.
No, they don't.
Question about the water bill.
Hold on, Mr. Higgins still has the...
I'm done.
Okay, Mr. Thompson.
Guerrero Field.
What page?
Number 10, page 10, the water bill.
It's summertime.
I thought they had no water at the Guerrero Field.
What? Isn't there a leak?
They have one.
Well, Victor said they had no water there.
Exactly.
Victor said he had no water there, then why is the bill for $103?
Isn't that the same part of it where there's a leak? That's the same leak, they haven't fixed it yet.
They haven't fixed it yet?
No.
Okay, just asking.
I'll double check that one as well.
Yeah, I think that's the one.
When's your next rec meeting?
Next Wednesday. You ask, I'll listen.
Just ask.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Okay.
They haven't fixed it yet?
No.
Okay, can I ask a silly question?
What?
Why?
You're saying the reason why they sent you all the email and told you why?
Why?
Did you get your email?
No, I get one.
Did you really?
Because they can't get anybody out there to do it?
No, they are getting someone out there to do it. But they, remember that's gonna be part of the construction that we supposedly...
Oh, that's, you're speaking about the pool, this is Guerrero Field.
This is Guerrero Field, two different locations, just two different locations.
But that's part, they're gonna implement it together, remember? He sent you the email?
Two projects in one?
So are they gonna do that?
Two projects in one, they're gonna do, oh, okay, I wasn't aware of that, but I'll get with Dick on that.
You know what I'm saying? Remember he sent your email saying that we think that both projects should go along together?
Right, I'll contact with him.
But the council didn't get that. One contractor to do both projects, is what you're trying to say?
Yes, you do.
I didn't get it.
Yes.
I only called. Okay. Maybe I didn't.
That's the same one that sent you a copy of the...
We keep on paying for the water leak.
Well, how long ago?
I don't remember.
Sure.
Yeah.
Anything else on the bill list? Hearing none, can I have a roll call, please?
Conrad?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes, everything except fire company rescue squad.
Higgins?
No.
It's just not you in the yes column.
No anticipation.
I know, McDonald?
Yes.
Suarez?
Yes, definitely pay the bills.
Jones?
Yes.
Recap time, what do we have on your list?
Okay, I'll work with Natasha on getting the prices for foreclosures on municipal liens. I will notify the high school that they need to notify the people on the parade route, either by their billboard or press release. Look into the garbage at Sal's Pizza. We'll check the garbage can blocking the parking space at 83 Lenape. Look into the items that we discussed on the bill list, their field, and the bug protection shine and wax for the DPW garage.
For one more. It could be for a mustache. Anybody have a mustache?
No. And if I may, Mayor, I have a couple of things I do want to report as well.
Sure.
We did receive, finally, a $389 check from Sinelli for one load of scrap metal that was picked up. Leslie wrote a letter to the Township Administrator of Bergen County, Washington Township, Bergen County, asking them to go through their record keeping to see if they can match their tickets with the payments they received from Sinelli so we can get our money. She also copied Sinelli on that letter as well.
So that's about $1 a day.
Something is better than nothing.
It would have been $689, but we paid them $300 for that.
We're getting $300.
Yes.
$389.
Okay, what else?
New Jersey Natural Gas was here today. I have some information here about them doing an energy assessment in the building. I'll look into that with them early next week.
Who's that from?
New Jersey
Natural Gas.
Was that a courtesy?
It is a courtesy.
Oh, good.
Is that a conjunction? Because there's federal grants that are, I know of.
I don't know. I was on the phone with our attorney when they had stopped in, so I didn't really get a chance.
Could get a sustainable Jersey points, too.
It could, that's, yeah. The million paving, yes, it's the last meeting. I heard back from the contractor. We're looking at the end of August or early September. There's no firm date on when they will start.
They're not going to do it the week school starts.
Hopefully not. And did you want to talk about this, or? That's the $75,000 grant? The borough did receive an additional $75,000 to the $45,000 that we did already receive in 2013 to install a generator here at Borough Hall. This additional $75,000 can go towards cost of this generator here and also any other project that they approve. The two that I had suggested to the governing body in my manager's report was looking at a generator for the DPW shop and solar panels for the library. Solar panels at the library, I'm not so sure they'll approve. That's kind of a risky. These grants seem to be geared toward hazard mitigation, leaning towards generators. So I was hoping we could fill out the paperwork and move forward if council wants.
That sounds good.
I make a recommendation move for the road department.
Second. We need one?
Yeah, I think we all have pretty much an agreement on that.
All in favor?
Okay.
Good.
No, I was going to ask, if we put a generator here for $45,000 and we have $75,000?
It's an additional.
Then get a bigger generator.
Why?
Because they don't need more.
What I'm saying is,
they restrict your use of that money, though. You can't use it for anything else. So, I mean,
why don't we get two generators?
We could do that.
We are strategically placed.
Well, my only concern was about getting two generators. And you can. We can also buy another portable generator with this grant money. Is that the money we were originally awarded didn't quite cover the cost for this generator out here. We were going to have to scale it back a little bit. But now that we received this extra $75,000, I'd like to take some of that, put the generator here, and see what we can do at the shop.
A smaller one, maybe, at the shop.
Now, those grants should include the purchase of the generator and the installation of it along with all the electrical.
Everything.
That electrical thing that has to be done.
Right, and there's no
cost in the budget.
Cost. We don't have to match anything, no in-kind services.
You can get one to run yourself.
That's why we're upgrading the one for here.
That would be good.
Any other discussion?
Okay.
Do a roll call on that one since that's cash.
Thompson?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yep.
McDonald?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Can I go?
I voted twice.
John, sorry.
Yes. Council remarks. Mr. Jones, since you were slighted the last time, we'll let you start.
No remarks.
Okay.
I'm fine.
Thompson.
I have one. I have a question about what's going on with the house on South Lincoln Avenue. Across from, was it 83 South Lincoln Avenue? Mr. Gonzalez's?
67.
Do I have the information? Did you? If I have it, it's in your report. I have to find it. Isn't it in your report?
It's been a while since.
I don't know if I put it in the report. I just got this information last week.
Okay.
The foreclosure was withdrawn on the property. The mortgage was canceled on the property. The property goes back to the previous owner, Lock, Stock, and Barrel. I've got a letter going out to him to come in next week to inform him of this and give his information as to what he's going to do with that building to go. I don't expect to make any progress.
When was that had a fire down there in that building?
It's got to be 12, 15 years ago.
It's been condemned,
okay, by the state.
It's an eyesore. I think it's a big eyesore.
The borough would have to take on the expense of tearing it down, but if it was turned back over to the homeowner, I don't think that we can.
It could be, but you'd have to do eminent domain.
Exactly.
That's expensive.
The borough has a plan.
Let's see if there's not a grant for that. Of the research.
There's a few more just like that.
Yeah, the one on Warren Street, what's up with that one?
I haven't got hold of the mortgager yet.
That's that blue house on Warren Street that's been vacant?
16.
16.
It's got the tree grown out of the roof?
West Warren, not anymore, the trees.
No, they cut the tree down.
Okay. What about the porches alongside there, who's responsible for them in the alleyway?
Last year, the DPW cut them back because we couldn't get anybody else to maintain the property.
My voting district.
See what I can do, Rich.
It's, people are going around.
They're on what alley?
That's Cherry Street.
Cherry.
Anything else, sir?
They could come back so people can go up and down and talk.
Mr. Higgins?
Yeah, two things. I don't know if I need a vote or if we need to vote on this, but we did vote on the streets at our last meeting that we were going to do, the streets committee. When we did meet, we added Davis Street because we had the additional funds to do that. So do we need a motion to do that, if we voted on the last one? I make that motion that we add Davis Street to the fourth.
No, it wasn't, we added it later.
We added it after.
Second. Any discussion? Roll call on that, do you think?
Sure.
Okay, roll call.
Higgins?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
I quite said. Well, I don't have it written down in front of me, my checklist, I messed it up.
I also heard some rumblings about the county being interested in our library again. Anybody know anything about that?
You were sent an email on that. There's really nothing more to report on it.
Okay.
Just Linda?
Nothing yet. Or nothing yet, or nothing to report, like it's not going to happen?
We don't know.
There's nothing to report at this time, when there is, we will let council know.
Whoa, excuse me.
This is possible negotiation, so if it's going to be discussed, it has to be an executive.
Well, wait a second, we've already gone through this, I just want to make this point public right here, that if the county assumes responsibility for our library, the cost of our library is going to increase twofold.
Read your emails, Mr. Higgins.
Well, I'm just telling you. That's all I got.
Question on that. Would the hours change then?
Way too early.
Way too early?
And I don't think it should be one person negotiating, if it is a negotiation.
Mrs. Conry?
I have no comment.
Mr. Torres?
Well, I agree with Dave on his last comment, that there should be more than one person negotiating for the borough.
There have been no negotiations.
If there is negotiation, I believe that we should set up an ad hoc committee from the council to negotiate for the borough.
If you look at your emails, you will see all about it.
Well, that's just my suggestion, and I'm voicing it here. Anyway, I do have a couple of other comments.
Sure.
I just wanted to let Christine know, she's aware, but that crosswalk light is out again.
Yes, I am aware.
Okay. And that's going to be repaired soon again?
It is.
Okay. And there was a problem that I guess, I'm not 100% sure if the code enforcement officer took care of this or not, but there was a problem because one of the businesses in downtown, business district moved one of the planters that was in what he claimed the driveway, but I mean, he moved it on his own, he moved the garbage can as well from its previous location to now it's closer right up to the street. So it's,
I'll discuss that with Rudy tomorrow.
Okay. All right, that's all I have.
And I have nothing else. Mr. Thompson?
I have one question. The one business owner on Washington Avenue, he asked for a table. Now he's got a picnic table chained to a tree.
Rudy and I will discuss that tomorrow.
Okay, I just want to know what's up.
If there's a chain attached to a tree, and that's above a tree, that could destroy the bark, which could destroy the tree, and then we could, you know, lose a tree. I mean, that's...
Yeah, these are the kind of things you can talk with the manager with,
okay,
you know, anytime during the week, you know, and bring it to her attention.
Okay.
You know, and she will take the appropriate action.
Sorry?
Very good.
Okay.
But still, open that, for discussion.
You know, yeah, but what I'm saying is, you know, don't wait until the council meeting if you've got a concern like that. You know, if it happened yesterday, sure, fine. But if it's been going on for a week or two, you know, certainly make the call.
Okay, sorry about that.
Okay, no problem. Anything else?
Did you have anything, Scott?
I had nothing, no. I'll accept the motion to adjourn.
So be it.
Okay.